From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Miller. A car bomb ripped through a market in a Shiite area of North Baghdad Wednesday. The blast killed at least 64 people, and more than 40 have been reported wounded. The explosion struck the Sadr City market during the morning rush. Hospital and security officials fear the death toll may continue to rise. According to officials, several other cars and nearby buildings were heavily damaged. Islamic State quickly claimed responsibility for the attack. Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders won Tuesday's presidential primary in West Virginia. Sanders won 51% of the vote, with former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton getting only 36%. The proportional system used by Democrats means that Sanders will gain some delegates to close the gap with Clinton. Sanders told supporters that he is going to fight for every last vote, despite facing an uphill battle. Trump, the only Republican left in the presidential race on the Republican Party, easily won Tuesday in West Virginia and Nebraska. The son of a former prime minister of Pakistan returned from Afghanistan Wednesday, a day after he was rescued from Al-Qaeda-linked kidnappers. A special Pakistani aircraft brought Ali Haider Gilani back from Kabul and landed at the airport in the eastern city of Lahore, where family members received him amid tight security. Speaking to reporters, Gilani thanked those who facilitated his release.
I would also like to thank the U.S. forces, which at the critical moments of my release provided me with shelter, food, and medicine.
This is VOA News.